If you had to look at today's Holy Gospel, I believe there's one underlying theme that jumps right out. It's all about seeing. Have you ever walked into a room that was totally dark? I guess we might call it pitch black. You can't see a thing. And it takes a while for your eyes to adjust, for your pupils to open wider and wider to let more of whatever light there is in. If you wake up in the middle of the night in a hotel room and you need to visit the restroom, the light creeping in under the door from the hallway is a very welcome guest. Darkness is the absence of light. And when light is allowed into the equation, we could see so much more, and your comfort level rises tremendously. Have you ever heard someone tell you that they were afraid of the light? I don't think there's any youngster that has ever said, "Mommy, Daddy, I'm afraid of the light." Instead, many will say, "I'm afraid of the dark." Having light in a darkened situation, no matter how small that light is, reveals to us a safe path, showing us obstacles to avoid. That ottoman that you've tripped over every time that's in a different place when the lights are out, and allows us to function somewhat reasonably. When Jesus was asked by the Pharisees who was responsible for the blindness of this man in today's Holy Gospel, he simply responded, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned. But this happened so that the work of God might be displayed in his life. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Jesus was referring to the lack of light in this man's life to demonstrate that when light is introduced, there's a complete and total change, a transformation, if you will. And Jesus emphatically states that he is the light. This is not the first time that Jesus has referred to light. In John chapter 8, Jesus tells the woman who was caught in adultery, "Go now and leave your life of sin." Jesus then told the Pharisees, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8:12. This woman was living in sin, in the darkness that separates from God. And Jesus lovingly told her that he did not condemn her, but that her behavior needed an extreme makeover. He told her true, that God loves her, no matter what, but that she needed to turn away. We may have heard those words said in a different way, in different translations, where Jesus said, "Go and sin no more." Speaking of needing an extreme makeover, what about the Pharisees and the blind man? There's a lot going on with them in today's Holy Gospel. A man who has been blind since birth gets to see for the very first time. The Pharisees, who are about to accuse Jesus of healing on the Sabbath, first go after the blind man, his parents, and anyone else who they can blame or put his blindness on as a sinner. Jesus proclaims he is the light of the world. They can't find a sinner to blame, so they decide to blame Jesus. Pharisees don't want to hear the good things that the formerly blind man has to say about Jesus. And what do? They throw him out. In response to Jesus' question if the man believes in the Son of Man, the formerly blind man says, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus responds, plainly, certainly, and firmly, "You have both seen him, and he is the one who is talking to you." Don't you find it ironic that a man who is born unable to see is the one who sees more clearly than these Pharisees. Let me put it to you this way. This man was born in darkness, not sin, but real, permanent darkness. I don't think any of us can even imagine what it must be like to no longer be able to see at all. Jesus explained that this man was born this way so that God could use him to display his mercy and his love and his eternal healing power over spiritual blindness. In my opinion, the real sin is spiritual blindness, not physical blindness. Jesus has given sight to a man born physically blind, but this is a sign of the more significant spiritual light that Jesus provides for those who are spiritually blind. And unless we let him open the eyes of our heart as a real coming to faith, the darkness reigns. I wish Marilyn were here. She'd probably be thinking to herself that hymn, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you." The Apostle Paul prays for the Ephesians in their struggle against spiritual blindness. He writes, "I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe." Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Through Jesus' healing of this blind man's eyes, we see the one who created everything with just a word. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. In the very beginning of John's gospel, we look at the creation story through different eyes. Remember, I told you at the very beginning that this is all about seeing? I want you to hear these words and see what your heart tells you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world. And though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. That's the first chapter of John, verses 1 through 11. Here was the long-awaited Messiah standing right in front of the leaders of the temple, and they didn't have eyes to see him, to recognize him. But instead, they were more concerned with a man being healed on the Sabbath and the legalistic breaking of what they perceived to be the law. Jesus, the light of the world, was right in front of them, waiting for them to get it. But as a friend of mine, who is a manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates, once said, "That guy couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat." And I will attribute that to Clint Hurdle. It's true. It's right in front of them. Jesus tries to give them a huge hint by telling them that he is the light that can make them see. After all, light reveals the truth that is right in front of you, doesn't it? There are a lot of people who might be afraid of what the light would reveal in their lives. In fact, Jesus told Nicodemus in John chapter 3 that very same thing. Right after he told him about God sending his son so that whoever believed in him could have eternal life, Jesus told him, "This is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that his deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth that comes into the light, so that it may be seen plainly that what he has been done through God." Jesus' words in John chapter 3, verses 19 to 21. Those are the words that come after famous John 3:16. And people stop at 16, never going to 17 and 18 and revealing the truth. But Jesus sheds more light all the way to verse 21. I'm afraid that people are so afraid of the punishment for their deeds and the threat that others might find out what they've done, that they don't remember God's promise of salvation and forgiveness of sins through the cross, through belief in the one who came to take their guilt and shame away along with their sin. My friends, let Jesus replace the darkness and sin in your heart with the light of his love. I want you to remember this. Darkness cannot exist in the light. It's a physical impossibility. Give it to him today. Let Jesus take your sadness, your fear, your pain, your worry, your depression, along with your guilt and shame, and let Jesus fill you with his light. So I've got to ask you a question. How strong is your relationship with Jesus? And how clearly do you see the light of his love in your life? Is it like a pencil flashlight that you can see just barely? You love him, but you really don't trust him enough to give him your sins. Or is it like a medium-sized flashlight that shines pretty nicely, but it only goes so far? You give him some, but not all. Is the light of Jesus a bright, shining beacon that others can see? And it gets brighter and brighter the more you trust in him, out of your faith in him, confide in him, and repent in him? This is a message that we all need to hear. I've said it before, we're all walking around with something bothering us, something weighing us down, something that Satan loves to remind us about. Even though we've gone to Jesus and asked for forgiveness, we need to go to him and say, "Hey, take away the shame and the guilt. Only you can do that. Free me from this." We need a reminder that that's what Lent is about. So that when Jesus rises again, we remember that on Easter Sunday, we can be free. There's a reason why we have a confession and absolution before we receive communion, so that we can be free to worship together, to be free together and enjoy the gift that Jesus gave us by going to the cross. Jesus invites you and encourages you today to see him as the light. He encourages to put away the spiritual blindness and, like the blind man, to truly see Jesus for who he is. A unique and very personal part of ministry is being with people as their vision becomes more clear and they see God working in their life. My friends, it's all about seeing. Seeing and recognizing Jesus, the light of the world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.